of God, some blessing of God. It's running up to miracle point. Things are happening right now. The anointing is thicker. I was just telling the girls that just going into stores, people are, this young man walked up today and started helping me and he didn't even work there. Mm-hmm. It's just all kinds of things like this are happening and the power is just pushing. And so I hope you're experiencing that too. So one of the things that the Word says, and I know you're familiar with this, you know, when you do want answers, you need to understand that Holy Spirit's your counselor. He gives you the answers you need. And John 10:27 says this, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Mm-hmm. Well, my sheep hear my voice. So you can know God and know how he's talking to you. And so the scriptures are the basis for hearing God. We know that, right? And so God's not going to violate his word. So everything that I'm going to tell you tonight won't violate his word. Okay. But I'll tell you this, he often violates our understanding of his word. If you get what I mean. Yeah. He pushes us further. He makes us understand. Church, remember this. God's bigger than the book. He is the book. And so the Bible doesn't contain God. It actually reveals God. It's him. The word is him, but it's in logos form. It's him revealing it to you in logos and rhema, which we'll talk about that in just a minute. But, he's big. And so, when we're talking about the word, and I just jumped ahead, but it's the two Greek words here, logos and rhema. And logos is used to speak of the written word. This is stuff y'all know, but you know, maybe some people need to hear this, okay? It's a written word, which is the most common word of us receiving instruction. We get the book, we read it, we learn, we're preached to, we hear the voice, and this will always be your anchor. That way you don't get fruity. You don't get out somewhere where you shouldn't be. Amen. And so, but then the rhema word is a freshly spoken word. That would be this word coming out of you in authority and in revelation or through the preacher or some way like that. It's freshly spoken. It's an expression of that which is being uttered. It carries an aspect of immediacy. And it's like this. You hear it and you go, oh. Oh, I get that. That's rhema. That's faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the anointed, the rhema word of God. Mm-hmm. Now you can read it and get revelation, certainly, but it's coming when it comes like that. It's because the Holy Spirit's empowering that to jump up off the page at you and go, oh, I see something new in that I've never seen before. Yeah. Amen. So that's the primary way that God does that. He breathes upon the word and he gives life to it. And then it becomes revelation. But the word, the spoken word is never to replace the written word. It's important. The more we have the written word in our hearts, listen to this, the more we have the written word in our hearts, the more capacity we have to hear the spoken word. It's kind of like a magnet. You put the food in here or the magnet in here and it draws. The more I'm in the word, the more clearly I hear the Spirit talking. People are like, I don't hear the Spirit saying anything. Well, read the Bible because they attract each other.
Right.
Amen. And so you put the word in there and you'll hear God better. So he speaks to that which has been deposited in your heart. So, now, what I want to do from here is give you just a short version of the languages of the Spirit, okay? And the first one is the language of the audible voice. The voice of the Lord is not an impression that we have to find language for. It's a direct word for word communication from God to us. He can actually say something out loud. Now, we have scriptural proof of that. He spoke about Jesus. This is my son. Remember that? He did that. And then another time he did that at the Transfiguration. So we know it's true. And we've heard people say, I actually heard the audible voice of God. And then our fathers will say this, I heard the Lord say, now it wasn't an audible voice, but they'll always clarify that. Uh-huh. But there are times, and it's not the most used, I would say, that God will audibly speak and say something, okay? But he does speak, and you can hear it with your natural ear out here, okay? But then he also speaks to you with your spiritual ear, so you're getting both. But it's far more than just an impression. It is a bump, bump, bump. It is coming through. Don't go there.
Yeah. Right.
Go back. Mm-hmm. Get off the plane. Mm-hmm. Go the other direction. Mm-hmm. Talk to that man.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things. Now, so it's really clear. Now, the second one is the language of the still small voice. Now, that's a quieter voice on the inside of you. It's an impression of your heart. And so this is probably the most common way that God is going to speak to you other than just the unction of, I think I better do this.
Yeah.
That's a big one. That unction was probably used on a really high level on 9/11. Now some people heard a voice. That one guy that ran, God told him, run! And he ran out of there. But the little girl who wanted a sandwich that morning and she got her dad to miss going to work to get that, she had an unction. I'm hungry and I want to go to wherever they went first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so God will use those unctions to lead you. So you need to be aware of that. You know, you might not want to overdo that. Say, I feel the unction to go to Pizza Hut, you know, but you know, you kind of know if you're supposed to show up somewhere, particularly you might go to a restaurant where somebody needs you. Amen. But there's that unction, but then there's that voice. But the thing about this voice is, it's an inner voice and it's in there with your thoughts and your ideas. So, because it's in there, sometimes it's not recognized.
Yeah.
So you have to work on this. And having a lot of word in you will help that. But you have to work on listening for that voice and realizing it's him. Because it can get mixed up with your own stuff. And I can't tell you how many times I'm like, was that me thinking that? You know, and then I'm going, Lord. And then I can step forward in it. And then sometimes I'll just know, oh, that was the Lord, you know. So you have to recognize that voice because it's kind of quiet. And so here's how to recognize it. You become quiet. You become quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you become quiet in here, when you get peace in here and you're quiet in here, like we were talking about on Sunday, when you get quiet in here, listen, being busy, Jesus was very busy. But he wasn't busy in here. He was, his insides were quiet enough so that he could hear the leading. Well, he just knew what to do, Pastor. No, he was led the same way you're led. Same way. And so you have to get quiet on the inside. You got to get some shalom in there. Get at peace there. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And then you'll start being more consistent in it. Here's a good hint. When you know you've heard from God, you'll know you've heard from God when you have an idea that's better than the one you can think up. Right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that'll work.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's pretty good. And listen, church, remember what I told you on Sunday. It's not so much you focus on, can I hear him? As you focus on the fact that he wants to be heard.
Yeah.
And that he will talk to you until you can hear him.
Yeah.
He's making the move. He's coming out. He wants you to hear him.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about this, remember, God's on your side. He sees you. He heals you. He fears, feels you. He cares about you. And he always has an answer.
Yeah, that's right.
And so he will get a message to you. And he won't just quit. Remember we talked about how you'll talk louder when you want somebody to hear you? He'll talk louder and he'll find ways to tell you. And if you kind of miss something and gets off, you think it's getting off the chart, someone will show up and say something to you. I was talking to the Lord a couple of nights ago about a trip I want to take. And he had told me 3 years ago, I need you to start going to Europe if you want to go, because the time's coming when that won't, you won't be going. I don't know why I won't be going. I have a feeling it's because we're going to be so thick in the glory that he means on vacation. We may go for other reasons. Okay. So I was like, okay, so we've gone twice. Us four right here went, and then me and Deb went with my family. And then so I was looking for the next thing. And so I was like, I was sitting there wanting to pull the trigger, but I didn't. And I was like, now, Lord, I know what you're saying, but is this what you want us to do? And so I came to prayer on Tuesday, and Micaiah's sitting over here praying. And she says, she whispers something to Danny. And Danny says, Pastor, Micaiah has a word for you. Could she give it to you? I'm like, sure, give me the word. And she says, now I have to say it this way. The Lord told me not to call you pastor, but to call you Rocks. And he says, Rocks, we got a lot of planning to do this afternoon. So it wasn't for church. It was for personal things. Well, I had already made a phone call to the river cruises in Europe. Y'all know the Viking river cruises. Oh, we're going on the other ship. But so I'd already made plans for that, but I didn't pull the trigger. But when I heard that, there was another voice telling me, confirming to me what I knew that I heard, but that just confirmed it. So I went home and pulled the trigger. Amen. See? So are y'all with me?
Yeah.
So those kind of things work too. Now, so then there is the language of visions. Now, visions come to the natural eye and they come to the heart. There are people who, they actually see things. The eyes of the heart are pictures in the mind, which are the visual equivalent of the still small voice. So it's a visual picture. Have you heard people, particularly some of the people who are prophesying, they'll say, I see you on a ship. I see you in a field. I see you. What's happening to them? There's this little movie rolling in their spirit. And it's playing out in their imagination, but it's coming from God. It's a vision. Mm-hmm. And some people, Brother Hagin had open visions. And you can have an open vision where you'll see an angel standing right there with you. Or you'll see Jesus right there with you. Jesse has seen Jesus in here, sitting right over there. And so Pauline used to see angels in here all the time. She would tell us about it. She was having open vision. She could see them. Or there could be something standing before you. A lot of times I'll have visions right before I wake up. Mm-hmm. Right before I wake up. Something just so prominent just jumps out there and I'm like, whoa. So, and then when we're praying, I'll see things. Don't be disturbed if you don't see things. God might use you a different way. But there are visions. There are open visions, and then there are visions that you see. You know, the imagination got such a bad rap.
Yeah.
You got to get over that. Right. Don't let the devil and the new age and all that steal that from you. You need your imagination. Yeah. You need to be dreaming with your imagination. You need to be dreaming with God. Yeah. You can use it right. Don't imagine fear and all that kind of stuff. Cast that down, but use your imagination to dream for God. The Lord began to plot out with me what our new building, how to do our next building. And so I'm dreaming. And we're talking about it. We just started talking about it. John and I had a conversation, and then I had a conversation with the girls. We're just starting to talk about what God told me to do. But now we're dreaming about how it's going to be, what's going to go on. And then we're going to send Randy out to the land and he's going to say, the Lord had need of you. And we'll, he did that here. Praise the Lord. But Wendy, hey, Randy, I apologize. Everybody in church calls you Wendy now. It is a term of endearment. We were just talking about your mom on the way to church. What a wonderful lady she is. Amen. What a blessing to the people on earth, Amen. To the body of Christ. 90 years old? 90 today. Happy birthday. How precious. She still play? Does she? Wow. That's amazing. What a testimony. Praise the Lord. So these visions, you lean into God. Leaning into God is what makes this one come into focus. You lean into Him. Do y'all get leaning into God? You know what that feels like? If Deb and Jesse were standing there talking and I couldn't hear them and I need to hear them. Lord, Lord, just lean in. Lean in and pray in the Spirit. Just lean in. Well, that's the way you'll begin to develop. Debbie and I were just having a conversation about leaning in and turning into God. Did you know that in heaven that Jesus, you know, He kind of shows up everywhere. But did you know that He goes back into the Father? And then He comes back out. He does that. He and the Father are one. And so you know how you get to be one with them? Go in. Lean in. Lean in. I know y'all understand that. Amen. And so we can have the language of visions. So, I've had one open vision that I know of in my life. And the most interesting thing about it was that Deb saw it at the same time. And so it's too long for me to tell you. And I hope to have more. But I had one. Now I will tell you that I had a full conversation with an angel. Me and Deb and Gary Wood and Dina stood and talked to an angel and were in the flesh. And and he kept saying these things that we were like, this guy's really different. This guy's really different. And so we were talking to him and he kept saying, my father told me to come, and we were like, what are you talking about? And he kept saying all this. And so we did something. We were at Billy's out on the property, and we turned to look at something, and we turned back around, and he was gone. And he was nowhere to be seen. And he had some specific things to say to Gary. So he was there for Gary. We just got to be a part of that. All right, so internal visions. Go ahead and have them. They're like a snapshot, picture that's in your mind. You could see a body part healed, or you see something played out that'll help you, if you need to tell somebody something. You may see yourself with someone. I've seen myself before it happened walk up to someone. You see it before it happens. Amen. All right. And the next thing then, is the language of dreams. This isn't in here in my notes, but I want to say this to you. I want you to keep your thoughts on this. In the interpretation of dreams, okay, when someone can interpret dreams, something that makes that really easy is this. When Pharaoh called Joseph in and Joseph went there, he said to him, I heard you could interpret dreams. And Joseph said, no, God interprets dreams. The Holy Ghost in you interprets dreams. So that way you stay out of your soul. Well, that sounds like maybe that meant this and this meant that. I'd stay away from that. God needs to interpret the dreams. And some of you have such vivid dreams. It's amazing when y'all tell them to me. And others don't. Usually for me, my dream right before I wake up. This morning, I dreamed a river was flowing through me. And I woke up really happy. I was like, wow, there's a river flowing through me. Glory to God. So now, obviously dreams happen at night, but there's a form of dreaming that is similar to a daydream. And they happen when you're awake and are mostly likely to be ignored when you think it's your imagination. Come on, walk with me. Yeah. You'll have to become sensitive to this if you're going to work with this. So in their more intense form, they're like a trance. You're like, boom. Now, I don't hear people talk about that very much today, but it's biblical. The Apostle Paul. Yeah, and several of the others. There was trance-like. Remember Miss Edders? She would go into a trance for 3 days. And lots of things happened. Glory spilled out all around. All the people getting healed for miles around when she would go into a trance. Yeah. You're like, well, I don't know why God did it that way. I don't either. But I'm glad he did. Amen. Church, listen to me. You are going to be very surprised at all the things that God is about to do. I'm already surprised at what happened in a week, just in the natural, or what appears to be the natural, in the change in this country, much less what's going to happen in the Church of the Living God and out in the world. I'm telling you, you can watch, you're going to see miracles like you've never, ever seen before. And we're in it now. It's not coming anymore. It's here now. It's here right now. You need to be expecting it. But I'm telling you, it's not going to look usual. It's not just going to be that a person who was limping is walking right. We're talking about limbs growing out. Amen. We're talking about things happening to people like you've never seen before. And just out and out miracles. Yes, I will say that. There's going to be financial miracles. And you might as well get in on it. Because they're happening. Because at the end of the age, it's prophesied and also already written that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just and finds its way into their hands. And so in order to get the gospel preached around the world, we need finances, and finances are coming. So you might as well go ahead and be a part of that like we're doing with building these churches. The money will come. I have never been more convinced that we're about to, every one of us are about to increase financially. And I'm telling you this right now. You probably will know it if you've recently felt a squeeze. If you've felt a squeeze right now, you're probably the candidate. Because the devil doesn't like it, but he loses. And so finances, they're coming forth. Amen. You could just take that as the prophetic. Amen. So leaning into God is going to bring this tool into a clearer perspective, giving us the needed discernment. We need to recognize what's from God, and then again, what would actually just be our imagination. Church, get close enough to God so that you can get past the soul. And you know, you can know it's God. You're not, you know, when people go, I don't know if that was the Lord or not. I would just say not. Because most of the time, sometimes I'm trailing with him. I'm like, I'll say, Lord, I need a word on that. Or I need to step forward in this because I'm sensing this unction from you. But if it's just something and I'm immediately going, I don't know, then I just put it off. And then he can call me again. So, you know, you can learn to stay clear of those things. If you'll just have good sense about what soul, what spirit. And the easiest way to do that is to labor to get into the rest, which means the word of God will cut through soul and spirit. And you'll know what to do. The word will clear that up for you. Amen. That's the short version. Okay. Now, so if a dream sticks out to me when I awake, then I'm going to lean in and find out something about it. The next thing, this may be a little new to some of you, the language of dark sayings. Proverbs 1:6 says, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. We call it, or I grew up calling it this, dark speech. It doesn't mean it's negative. God speaks to us by hiding truths and phrases, stories, riddles, and circumstances. Okay? So that means that the meaning is there for us to find. We search it out. okay, Lord, what are you trying to show me? And that's his way of going, come here, come here. You've got to get this. And so we lean into God on that, anticipating his voice. And then it just becomes easier to discern. And I would say that it's just an invitation to a greater adventure. It's an invitation to a greater adventure. He starts talking. You got to get used to these kind of things. Why would he use a certain word or a thing or something you see to get something across to you? So you'll come in. So he can get you in. He's drawing you in by it. And a lot of times he'll use things that you kind of love. And he'll go, you know, he'll draw you in with it. Oh, she'll pay attention to that. Let me do that. See what I'm saying? Okay. So the language says, now the next one is parables. Patterns of interpretation that help us find his intended message. So he uses, now you gotta get this. So many people miss this. He uses parables to protect the ones who aren't hungry. Okay. Okay, the sower sowed the seed. Then the disciples said, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the sower sows the word. So he told us what the seed was. It was the word. Okay, so he told them the truth, but he told the congregation that was listening the parable. Why? Because once you hear a truth, you're responsible for it. And if you're not going to be responsible for it, it's dangerous. Yeah. So he protected the crowds by giving them parables. And if they searched them out, they were going to come into it and be responsible for it. But if they didn't, they'd be safe. Yeah. See that? God is always good. He's always good. So he's like, okay, they don't really want this. So let me just give it to them like this, you know. But the guys behind the scene are like, tell us what it means. We want to know. And he just laid it totally out. Your heart's the ground. This is what you got to do. This is what will come against it. This is what will make it grow. This is how to get 30, 60, 100 fold, you know. This is how it's going to come up. The whole kingdom of God is based on seed time and harvest. But not everybody wanted to know that. Right. Amen. Yeah. That's good, isn't it? Yeah. So if you're not hungry, you don't want to be responsible. But if you are hungry, you'll get the truth out of the parable. Yeah. The next one is riddles. And this is also an interpretation. Parables are more symbolic. Riddles need divine explanation. And so there's some riddles in the Bible. You gotta see it. You gotta understand it. But they're like, okay, you gotta get in there and get divine explanation of what's going on. Sometimes a riddle to me is some of the things those prophets saw. Anyway, the next thing is unusual coincidences. God can use this as a language. A chain of events seem to be spelling something out. That's happening. I'm walking through that right now in my life. I've had a chain of events and he's telling me something and I'm seeing it. Oh, okay. I mean, Sunday I went to the store. Half of y'all were in the store. Hey. And so me and this guy from Horseshoe Bay are checking out and the lines are long. And he says, man, see all those people in the produce, you know, and we're just talking. And so I'm in the line and here comes a guy and says, hey, y'all go down to Express. I was like, that's a favor of God right there. I also parked right in the front on Sunday. That's a favor of God right there. And so I went through the line and this little girl's checking me out and I was down there loading the groceries. And all of a sudden, she just looks up at me, and she says, did you lose a bracelet in here? And I went, yes. I lost my black one that I wear. It fell off. And she said, you know, They turned it in just a little while ago. No one said anything about it, but I just thought I should ask you if it was yours. I just thought I would ask you. She didn't ask anybody else, just me. And it was laying up there in service. And then that happened to me today in bed. You think God's trying to tell me something? Can you see it? God is trying to tell me something. Favor has opened up in a new way. Are you sharp enough to pick that up in your life, or are you just not paying attention to that? Because if you'll do this, if you'll go, well, that was the favor of God, then you'll take another step. Oh, that's the favor of God. Take another step. That little boy today, I don't work here, but I really think I can help you. I'm like, okay, that's the favor of God. Yeah. And you just keep thanking God and thanking God for what he's doing. And boom, it comes open. That's how it works. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Well, our favor started last week when we went to the convention. We're moved up on aisle, on row 6 now at the meeting. With our names on the chairs. That's not that important to me, you understand? There's no bad chair in the house. Right. But it was the thoughtfulness of God and my friend to put me up there. So I'm blessed about that. Yes. Amen. Amen. So yeah, you see where I'm going? I'm trying to tell you, watch. When something starts opening, then watch the next thing, and then watch the next thing. And sometimes things are going to happen and you're like, well, I don't know what that has to do with it. Keep watching. Keep listening. Keep thanking God for it, because it's taking you somewhere. It's a series of circumstances and they're going to take you somewhere. Okay. Did y'all notice that all of a sudden people from my past have started coming to church? They don't even live in the town. Did you notice that? And we're going, oh. Okay, let's continue to watch that. And let's see, what is God saying to us? Because he's taken us down a path. Why are they? And then the one that came last week called me on the phone this week, prophesying to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Watch for those things. Okay, that was unusual coincidences, and then there's unusual circumstances. The burning bush is an unusual circumstance, okay? So if you see something unusual, God may be trying to tell you something in it. I don't know. Sometimes even a rainbow at the right time could say something to you. You see what I'm talking about? Okay. So they're attention getters. It's an attention getter. God using an attention getter in your life, hoping that you're going to turn aside from all of your agendas and plans and stop and pay attention to him for a few minutes. Go, huh, look at that. I was thinking of the times of you live next door to me, and we just had this thing going. Amanda would text me, go out and look at the moon now. You know, the moon's big. And so I'd run out there and we would be looking at the moon at the same time. There's just something beautiful about that. And you pause and take that moment that we're seeing. Now the moon comes up. It's not that unusual, but there's been a few times it looked unusual. It did. There's things that'll come up. Am I getting anywhere with y'all? You see what I'm talking about? So if something comes up and you're like, now what was that? What happened there? Why did this go this way? Then pay attention to it, because God's trying to lead you down a trail. Okay. Now, you may have heard of this one before. Prophecy. What can I say? So it comes from another person to you, and you have to discern whether it's from God. You have to look at it. Is it from God? And if you don't think it's from God, just say, Lord, I don't really resonate with that, so I'll just put it on the shelf, and it may come alive later, and it may not. Do people miss it? Sure they do. That doesn't mean we should quit doing it. We don't need to go, false prophet. We need to just go, hey, they probably had a bad day. I mean, you know, we had a prophet come to a church one time that was trying to marry Deb off to my nephew. I think he missed it.
Yeah. Like 30 years younger.
Yeah, I mean, see, I don't think Deb's going to marry Bubba. Praise the Lord. But, you know, sometimes people, they, you know, they're trying.
Amen.
But listen, if you are going to prophesy, get it from God.
Amen.
Get it from God. Don't never have an agenda.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, the next one is testimonies. In the Old Testament, the word testimony comes from the word do again. Do again. The implication is that God wants to repeat his wonderful works when we speak about what he's done. Now, wake up. What have I been testifying to you today? Favor. I'm testifying that favor is on full blast right now.
Yeah.
And so take it. Take it and use it. Because if it's open for me, it's open for you. So run with it. So that's what testimonies are. In fact, we're going to start. I want you guys to start coming up and giving your testimonies. But here's what I don't want. I don't want you to spend 15 minutes telling us how bad things were and then going, but then God blessed me.
Yeah.
I want you to say this like this real quick and then say, but God did this.
Yeah.
Because every time you testify, it's just like a prophetic word. Someone will pick it up. Like I saw some of y'all's faces when I started talking about favor. Some of y'all went, okay, favor. There's more favor right now.
Yeah.
And so, and I saw you like, I'm already, it's happening to me. And so, just, you know, you have to flow with these things. You have to go with these things. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the testimony, it should be something that is not going to pull people down. Sometimes they're way too long.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, I had.
Yeah.
And then this, and
yeah.
And then that, and then, bless the Lord, we came out of it. You know, how about, I had this bad report, but let me tell you what God did. Amen. All right, the next one is senses. You can train your senses to recognize God. Now, this one I'm going to have to just give you an illustration, okay? Pastor Bill Johnson, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, he's in a meeting, and he's up on the stage. And he sees someone dancing out in the aisle. And it puzzles him the way this person is dancing. So, he's got his spiritual senses. He's looking. And he said that it got cold where he was standing. And that person was dancing. Okay, it got cold. That's what he said. He moved over and the temperature got warmer. Walk with me. And so he asked one of his prophetic dancers to get up and dance on the stage. And when the prophetic dancer got up and started worshiping God on the stage, the girl in the aisle fell down and got delivered from a demon. Okay. So his senses, he was like, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I've heard Brother Hagin say that his arm might hurt. And there's nothing wrong with his arm. So he sensed that someone needed that. You know, so it's, your senses can kick in. You can see something or you feel something on your body that actually does that. Yeah. Oh, my. All of a sudden you get an earache and you've never had one before and you'll say, somebody's ear is getting healed.
Yeah.
And so you go with the word of knowledge once you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people with their senses, Brother Roberts and Nancy Dufresne, both feel an anointing come in their hand. Isn't it, Nancy?
Yeah.
And so when she feels that, have you ever noticed that when she releases her faith, it shoots off like a gun.
Yeah.
And you just see the people go, bam.
Yeah.
and there's just healing. This isn't part of this, but you'll want to know this. Made me think of it. Richard Roberts was where we were the other night. And Brother Roberts used his hand to heal. God used his hand. But he prophesied over his son that he would bring healing by the word of knowledge. Okay? By speaking it. And so Richard said, shoulders are being healed. Right shoulders. Well, Deb had a pain in her shoulder. So they called her down there, and they called all these other people down there, and she got healed where she was standing from the word of knowledge. And so they wanted to know what people got healed of. 22 people, 24 people had their right shoulder healed. Yeah. And they went down the line. It was my right shoulder. It was my right shoulder. It was my right. Just by the word of knowledge, by what he perceived. Right. See? So anyway, that was free. But then your senses can kick in, and like this happened, or something on your body can actually cause you to pick up on something. Physical obedience brings spiritual release. So this is where I want to end. Our physical obedience, whether it be worshiping God with our hands or with our feet, whether it be our willingness to make an effort towards someone, whether it's a however we're doing, whatever it is, will bring spiritual release. Whatever it is, will. When you worship God with your body, by raising your hands, by dancing, by running, by swaying, by singing, by doing something, there will be a spiritual release. It's the truth. Yeah. That's why so many people who just do this during the worship time are not making any progress. Right. Wow. Because they're locked up.
Yeah. Wow.
You can't, you've got to participate.
Yeah.
That's just pride.
Yeah.
It's nothing but pride.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm a man. I don't want to do things like that. Real men worship Jesus. All right, now, so our obedience to pursue his presence. Remember what we're talking about? We're talking about our three prongs. Our three prongs are milk to meat, contend for the glory, and strong leadership, okay? So within our contending for the glory, that's where all this lies, hearing his voice, pursuing him. And let me say this to you, hosting his presence. Hosting, you be a host.
Yes.
You be the host.
Amen.
And us corporately being a host of his presence.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need. We need to host his presence. Be willing for the Spirit of God to be released.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our obedience to pursue his presence, to lean into his presence, and to find out what he's doing will bring the greatest change. So please don't take our moments of worship and or the manifestation of his presence as just a little spiritual pet that he's giving us. He's inviting us into the realm where everything is possible. This is where we will breach the impossible line, is in the worship. You're like, well, I don't know how that happens. I just need some money. That's exactly where it is. Well, I need healing. That's exactly where it is. I need deliverance. That's exactly where it is. I need to help people. That's exactly where it is. The more you worship God, the more you download God, the more you host his presence, the more you're available to people. Because it'll just come up. People will just come up to you. You don't have to struggle with it. You don't have to go, should I talk to them? People will invite themselves into your life.
Yes.
It's true.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the ways that you talk to us. And we're listening. We are listening, Lord, and we thank you for every prophecy. We thank you, Lord, for all the visions, all the dreams, all the different paths that you've given us, all the ways that you've taught us, the unctions. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. We bless you, and we thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Praise God. So, remember what I told you on Sunday about John G. Lake?
Yes.
Did any of you watch it?
Yes.
Okay. So, I asked Debbie, I said, how you doing? And what'd you say?
I don't remember. We said so much.
You said, I've been really good since I watched John G. Lake. Okay, see, that revelation that he understood God so well, that he understood that God is in you, in your spirit. You're not trying to get healing to come down. Even when you come up here and we lay hands on you, we're just agreeing with what's already in you. He's in you. You need to release him out and receive him into your body. This is the best way you do it. That's how you, it's the same way like when you eat food and it transmutates into energy. You have him on the inside and you say, look, stop thinking this, that you're saying, that you're confessing like this. You're doing it like this. You're doing it like this. You're doing it like this. Lord, thank you for the light and the life of the Zoe life of God in my body. I thank you, Lord, that the Zoe life of God is in my spirit. And I release the power of the light and the life of the Zoe life of God into my body from my spirit in the name of Jesus. Every cell has a door. Every door is open. And every one of my cells receives the light and the life of the Zoe life of God. My heart receives it. My liver receives it. My brain receives it. My joints receive it. My eyes receive it. My ears receive it. Just start going down the path like that. And then this is what I said on the way to church. Lord, you know my body is filled with the light and life of God so much that it oozes out my pores. And so when I begin to stand up and preach, just not just the anointing coming on me, but the anointing coming from me is removing burdens. It's destroying yokes. And as Susanna said, Pastor, when you walk down the aisle, the anointing was so strong. It's you push out the junk. Church, you're not trying to get healed. You are the healed. It is just that stuff that's trying to lie on you and use the power of God to get it out.
Yeah.
This is a higher level of thinking than just, Lord, will you please heal me?
Right.
He has healed you.
Yes.
And John G. Lake understood that to the point that they put the plague in his hand and it died. That's why I listen to him. That's why I read after him every year. And I had an attack and it tried to put me in fear. It tried to. And I was like, no, this is going, it got a couple of days and I was like, this is gone. And I heard the Lord say, light and life, Zoe. So I went back on it and I started saying it. And within 24 hours, every symptom left. Every one of them left. And something better than just a symptom, all of a sudden the anointing increased on me. And so I've just got a pump going. And about every 2 hours I just pump that life and light. I'm just pumping it. Lord, thank you for the light. And I mean, I'm walking out of the house, light and life, light and life, light and life, Lord. I'm pumped. What is it? That's scripture, right? I'm confessing scripture. I'm confessing what I have. So I'm using faith, but I'm not just sending it out here to say I was confessing something. So that makes me in faith. I'm receiving it into my body and it's strengthening my body and it's changing me and it's changing you right now because it's heavy on me.
Yes,
and it's changing you because now you're going to do it. Just start pumping it about every 2 hours, light and life. When you're taking a shower, the light and the life of the Zoe life of God. You're like, well, what are you talking about scripturally? I'm talking about John 1.
Yeah.
In him was the light and the life. It's not sunlight, it's God. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Why does the blood work? Because life is in the blood, and in life is light, and light pushes out darkness. So when you have the blood of Jesus flowing in your veins, flowing in your spirit, it pushes out the darkness. We get switched around to where we're thinking we need him to, and he's saying, I'm in here. I'm in here. Woo! Hey. What is it, Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Get your purse or your wallet out. I don't want anything out of it. Just get it out. Okay, got it? Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak the light and the life of the Zoe life of God into all of our finances. And I declare that because we understand the motivation for accumulation is distribution, that we are faithful to you to be in kingdom finance, not in Babylonian finance, but in kingdom finance where we prosper to help get the will of God done. I declare in the name of Jesus, the open door of overflow finances in Jesus' name. We call for debt freedom, bills paid. We thank you for miracle money in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. And if you agree with that, you can say amen.
Amen.
If you don't, you can just be an oh me. And I'm telling you, one of those guys up there preached a sermon, and it was about obedience. And what kept rolling through my thinking, obey right away. When you hear God say something, just obey. Just obey right away. Okay. So, sure enough, and they don't do this. They do not receive an offering at the minister's conference. He gives us that. Okay. And he blesses the speakers. So, sure as the world, as soon as this guy finishes preaching, being obedient, Andrew Womack walks up there and says, guys, the Lord told me to come up and receive an offering. And so Deb gets the church checkbook out, you know, write a check. And he had an amount that he really felt. And I know them well enough. They don't do that. They're not trying to get, if everybody will give. They're not charlatans. What he said was God showed him that if every one of us up there, not us, everyone up there gave, which actually you all do give the amount he called out every month. Our church already gives it. But he said if we would do that every month, things could really get taken care of for the network and everything and all that they do for Israel. Y'all know all the stuff they do. So, sure enough, so I told Deb, I said, well, let's just give the extra. We'll give an extra, that amount extra. And so I was sitting there, I thought, I'm going to get the money. I want to get some money in on this. And so I was going to put my little $100 in, you know. I thought, I'll give because I give every month myself too. I thought, I'll just throw another $100 in there. And right when I went down to press the button, the Lord said, no. Be obedient now. So I had to add a zero. And press the button. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get a harvest off the first obedience. I'm declaring that to you right now that I'm going to get it. Why? Because it wasn't just, I hope you get this. Lord, help everybody to get this. It wasn't just a random thing. It was a spiritual time to be obedient. It was a moed. It was a time when God was saying, if you'll do this right now, I've got something for your future.
Yeah. Amen.
He knows what I need. And I am about to need something because I'm embarking on something really big right now, personally. And so I'm going to get to report to y'all soon what happens there. So I know that's going to happen to you too. So whenever God prompts you, you do what you need to do. That's your business. I'm not making a call for anything. But if God prompts you, whether it's money or talking to someone or helping minister to someone, the first thing that he tells you to do from this night, January 29th, the first unction you hear, obey it, because you're going to break through into the promises like you never have. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm prophesying to you right now. Whatever it is, whether it's handing somebody a cup of water or hugging somebody's neck or saying something kind or changing your plan for another, whatever it is, the first thing you hear from right now, I'm telling you right now, there's a first. There's a first coming. And as soon as you hit that, you're going to get a first in your life. You're going to. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's not some kind of jargon. That's just the truth. You're gonna get it. I knew it when I was like, okay, you know what I got coming up, but I'm doing it. And I did. As soon as I did it, he went, watch what I'll do. Because God is a checker player. He moves, you move, and then he moves. He always operates that way. He's seen what you're going to do. Church, what he really just did for me is he opened my receiver to have what he has for me. Because I gave into it, I understand seed time and harvest. I know I'm about to get something back. You have to know that. Don't get blocked out of that. Don't get blocked out of, well, I'm giving and I don't know. No. Read the Bible. Amen. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye. Praise the Lord. Y'all receive that? Man, I sense it. I just sense the power of God on this stuff. God is good, church. God is good. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I'm recommending you moving up now. You are coming into a place of promotion. You're coming into a place of promotion. Watch me. Keep your eyes on me, for promotion is at hand. It requires a little stamina in your faith, but it's coming, and it's coming quickly. You'll step right over into it as soon as you see it and you receive it. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. There's something that you just don't know any way that this could work out. But God says it can and it will. And it's a surprise for you. So believe me, because we're going to breach that line of impossibility, and you're going to be sitting right in the place that you want to sit in your everyday life. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Kibraste bo sukutandana de la mosivrebe ke tubriasta basa. Tilevrebe ke lavrabarabakosubrabarabakosi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just hear breeze. It's just a breeze, and there's breezes. Breeze and breezes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I saw you put new hats on. You put new hats on. There's something new. There's something new. God's calling you up. He's calling you up to new things. And there, here's something about those new things. I really sense this strong. There's an anointing and a grace for it. There's an anointing and a grace. You really have a lot of glory on you. There's an anointing and a grace for what's coming up. But watch for it. Don't let it run by you. And you go, I don't know about that, but it's it because it leads to the next thing. Follow the trail in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Okay, so I can't pull you out of here right now, but someone's brother needs some help spiritually. So whoever brother it is right here, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare your brother rises up and answers God in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Well, I think there's maybe three of them right here where I'm standing. In Jesus' name, the brother does the will of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Angels are going to start coming to the house. They're going to come to the house. They're getting mama ready. Coming to the house, getting mama ready. The abundant entrance is not far. And so she'll get this relief, real relief that is like, I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. But she is going to meet me not long from now, says the Spirit of grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord, for the right decisions being made. Thank you for it, Lord. Right decisions being made in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Creation by faith, believing and saying everything obeys the parent force. This is a prophecy that came forth while we were praying. Whatever is created will obey the parent force. Whatever God created will obey your faith. Creation, God's faith is the parent force. Whatever God created will obey your faith. Okay? He's the parent force. It's turned up. So faith will rise up to higher levels because of the parent force of the Creator is able to release more into the earth because of the prayers of the saints. The Lord. Believe for the gifts. Believe for the gifts. Put your faith for the gifts. Put your faith for world changing, the arising, the anointing of the world is not, that the anointing is not, the world is not familiar with. Rising up in gifts in Jesus' name. Father, we do that then. We say gifts of Holy Spirit that have been passed out throughout the body. They've been given out throughout the body to work severally, to work different ways in each of us. Tuned up, tuned up, tuned up. Tuned up. Amen. Tuned up. This is the Lord. I'm going to give you a chance to operate and imitate me. I'm going to give you a chance to operate like me on a higher level. Take it. When I say I'm going to give you a chance, I mean I'm offering to you. If you will step into it, it'll be there. If you don't, it won't. But my faith, but by faith, step into higher levels now. Step into higher goals. Step into the call. I'll call you the elite. Step into the elite. Step into the elite, meaning you can do more than the average. You can do more than the average. I call you to it. I call you to the space to do it. I call you to the place to do it. I call you to the grace to do it. I call you to the face to do it. I'm on it. I'm in it. I'm tuning up the dial even now. If you say you want it, you've got it. I want it. Thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Let's receive our offering and we'll go. We're running a little over. But we can run a little over for the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Thank you, Father.
We are really in a place where we've learned how to put our flesh down. Yeah, just do it. Just do what God calls you to do. Come on, brothers. We'll just walk through it. If you'd like to give via text message, you can give to VCHL in the amount you want to give. 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. Praise the Lord. So we've already let the people go out there so they'll know what to do in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God is good. We win, church. Look, this golden age stuff that Mr. Trump was talking about. So they may be talking about it Americanly and politically. Americanly. That's good. I like to make up my own words. You need to use that, Randy, in some of your writings. Americanly. That is just the outward thing of what's going on in the church. We're in the Great Awakening. I'm telling you, people are getting saved. People are getting delivered. People are changing all over the world right now. And you're going to see things bust loose in Marble Falls, Texas, very shortly. Very shortly. Watch how things progress. Just watch what he's doing. Watch your own life. Watch your own finances. Watch your children. Watch what's going on, because life is changing. It's changing. It's not just changing in America. It's going to change in the whole world, and we have an opportunity to run and get it. Let's stand up. Y'all good? Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. God is good. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See ya. Hallelujah. See, you just did what God said you were going to do. So if you were someone right now that just opened your mouth and worshiped God, you just passed the test. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen.